It's halftime during the USA-Germany World Cup match. In Brazil, it's about 2 in the afternoon. In Juneau, it's 9 a.m. Most of the more than 100 spectators in the back room of the Silver Bow should be at work.
You know, I should be, but I've forgiven myself these 2 hours, and I'll just stay late tonight.
That's Juneau's deputy city manager, Rob Steedle. He's watching the soccer game with his daughter and son.
So my kids grew up playing soccer since they were 5 or so, and I played myself in high school very, very badly.
Silver Bow is packed. Every seat is taken, and many people are standing up lining the walls. That doesn't stop more people from filing in and finding a few inches of free space to watch the big screen. Steedle says World Cup exemplifies Juneau's close-knit community.
A lot of these people, I believe, could be watching at home, but they come here to be together.
Adults aren't the only ones playing hooky. Here's 15-year-old Aiden Side.
We got to skip swim practice to come watch the game because it's so important.
Aiden is part of Glacier Swim Club and practices 3 hours a day, 6 days a week. Even if he hadn't skipped practice, Aiden made sure he wouldn't miss the big match.
I had the game recorded at home, and I was planning on watching it after, but this is much better watching it live. It's good to see a lot of people from Juneau in the same room, all rooting for the same team.
Marla Berg got to Silver Bow around 7:30 for the 8 a.m. start time. She scored a table, but says most had already filled up by then. She's fiddling with her phone.
I have a good friend who's down in Brazil. I just texted her, and she said she wasn't at the game today. She was out in the Amazon eating fried piranha, watching the game on TV.
Watching World Cup at the Silver Bow Bakery started 8 years ago when some Juneau residents approached owner Jill Ramiel about showing the matches on a big screen ordinarily used for artsy movies. In 2006, World Cup was in Germany and games started at 6 a.m.
And none of the bars were open, and they knew that we had this big screen, and they asked us, and I honestly thought maybe 4 people would show up, and then there was like 100 people there.
Back then, Ramiel and her husband lived in the space right above the back room where the games were showing.
And my husband and I would wake up to go!
Since 2006, Ramiel has capitalized on being a local hotspot to watch the games. For the USA-Germany match, she doubled the staff from 4 servers to 8. And they're all needed to serve bagels, muesli, coffee, among other items.
Our beer sales at 8 a.m. have never been higher.
Germany won by 1 goal and dominated the match. In the final minutes of the game, USA got in a couple solid shots. That's what disappointment sounds like, but at least everyone's disappointed together. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.